Well, first of all, we do have a music lineup that does include the polka-type music, like the El Zagel German band has played every year for all 23 of our Oktoberfests. But we've also got Larry Olson and the Squires that alternate from 11 o'clock a.m. till 9 o'clock p.m., and they play more variety music. And so we get a lot of people that like to dance, kind of like your local wedding dances. We also have the HHS marching band goes down the main street, which is always kind of fun to see and hear, get the young people involved in the celebration.
There you go. And I know not only the music's fantastic, but you guys also have some pretty awesome food you'll be serving up on Saturday. Tell us what's on the menu.
Absolutely. We have stuff that you probably don't make at home very often. Like one of my favorites is Nefla soup and hot German potato salad, just a treat once a year. But we also have brats and sauerkraut, Kugeln, and we got Logan Bretzel, which is a type of German pretzel that we bring in.
Oh.
Ooh.
And, of course, there's always keg root beer and, of course, beer.
What?
Yeah. Surprisingly.
Down in Hankinson, down in Richland County. Shocker! However, we need to wash this good food down. And for those maybe who don't drink beer, you've got root beer, too?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yep. We have a keg root beer, which is really prime. Yes, it's very good.
Now, when it comes to the hot German potato salad, I've definitely heard of that before. I don't know if I've really ever had it. What, I mean, is it literally just your normal potato salad that it's just warmed up? Or what is the difference between hot German potato salad and regular potato salad?
You get a little bit more tang in there. You got a little bit more of a vinegar punch to it. And uh-huh. You know, like when I think of potato salad, I think of more of a creamy, and this is more of a brine type almost.
But totally different.
But is it actually?
It's got cabbage.
Okay, is it actually warm, though, then?
Yep, it is.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In addition to the food and music, you've got all sorts of things going on throughout the day this coming Saturday in Hankinson. Tell us more. What all is going on, Beth?
Yeah, you can start off with sidewalk sales and vendors. We have a craft fair. The businesses have all their merchandise out on the street starting at 9 in the morning, so you can start early. We've got also a beautiful, we decorate a classic pickup and decorate it with fall colors, which a lot of people use for their backdrop for Christmas cards and things. So that's a photo booth that we have. That's available free of charge.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout the day, we've got different contests. We've got axe throwing from 10 till 8. Hammerschlagen, which is, the pounding with the hammer.
Oh, yeah.
That's
fun.
We've got at 1 o'clock, we got adult and kiddie pedal car races, which is kind of fun.
Oh, you put the big people on those cars. Too? That's fun.
Big people try to, yep. And then, of course, we also have the Anytime Fun, our bounce houses and zero gravity that goes from 2 till 6, and a beanbag tournament, and carnival games, face painting, a character artist, a money hunt. We have a money hunt in the green. That's just for the little kids. They don't let us big ones participate in that one.
No, you guys would be throwing elbows. That's why. So it's just for the kids. Didn't you have a 5K involved in this last year?
That's hard to do when you're eating brats and sauerkraut, Bonnie.
I know. They probably ruled that wasn't a good idea this year or what?
We have had a color fest out at Lake Elsie, a 5K run that was handled by the Lake Elsie people. But I think we had a couple of years where we didn't have a very good turnout. We had some conflicts in scheduling sometimes that, just affects how many people can actually participate in an event. So it happens in small towns.
Well, being this is a small town, has there been any uproar that Oktoberfest is held in September?
No, believe it or not. We've had people attend the real Oktoberfest in Germany, and it is held in September.
Mm-hmm.
We always have to explain that we're the last Saturday in September.
Now, how come that is? I mean, is there a reason for it having in September? I mean, to me, I guess as someone who doesn't have a huge, I mean, there's a little German in my family, but not a huge portion. But is there a reason why it's the last weekend in September as opposed to maybe the first weekend in October?
No, I don't honestly know that answer.
I think Oktoberfest in Germany, that stretches a few weeks. I think they start in September too. Yeah. So it's just like a fall celebration, right?
Okay.
Yeah, correct.
Is all of this stuff outside, or is some of the stuff inside the Hankinson Commercial Club down there, Beth?
Well, we have a great big party tent that we'll be setting up here. The guys, we all get together on Thursday night and do some cooking and setting up this big tent. It's a 160-foot, I believe, long, blue and white stripes. It's got the carnival atmosphere. So the music is outside. We do serve the food inside. We found over the years the soybean aphids like to kind of attack when you serve food outside.
Yeah, and the bees are active,
or
too.
Or Asian beetles, whatever you want to
call them. Yeah, we knew what we were talking about them earlier. We're well aware, and they're really active. And then please tell me you're doing the fireworks outside.
No, yeah, under the tent, Bonnie.
Well, it's Hankinson.
Now, Beth, when it comes to, you said you guys are going to start cooking and doing stuff on Friday, is there something that you're an expert at, or something specifically that you'll be helping to prepare for Oktoberfest that'll be there on Saturday starting at 9 a.m. down in Hankinson?
Well, personally, I'm just the gopher. Do what they tell me.
Beth, you could have told me anything.
She's the go-to. I know. She gets people where they need
but
to go.
But unfortunately, somebody might be listening.
I would say maybe she's got some special hooch that she makes. That's her specialty that she shares
with people.
I
wanted to know if she was the one in charge of making the Nephila soup. I mean, then I was going to ask for recipes and such.
No, but I bet you've got
honestly,
a lot of...
my business, we...
Oh, go ahead.
We make beer cheese soup.
Are you serving beer cheese soup for the Oktoberfest too, or is that a different thing?
Yeah, I just give away beer cheese soup in front of my business. Make a batch of that.
It's kind of
nice in the morning. Usually it's a little cooler.
And this is just a fun, like, you can mosey around, listen to the good music. And I love the sidewalk sales, because anybody who's grown up, say, in the smaller towns especially, I think you have fond memories of sidewalk sales maybe that were only held in your town once a year. So I think that's pretty cool that you guys tie sidewalk sales and craft fair into the whole Oktoberfest celebration.
Yeah, I don't know what the St. Gerard's Community of Care, the nursing facility down here, they usually have a bake sale, and sometimes they make this very traditional cracked wheat type bread. So they usually set up a bake sale, and they are planning that this year. I just can't promise what they have on their menu.
Now, Beth, this Oktoberfest, obviously it's the 23rd annual Oktoberfest. With Hankinson being a small town, is this also done in conjunction then with like homecoming or anything for the high school?
No, as a matter of fact, we try to kind of, it's tough to steer away, you know, when you got your workers that have kids that are playing football and that sort of thing. We've always had it on the Saturday. And honestly, we've always had it. We've had very good weather most of the year, beautiful weather. And when you talk about whether we should have it in October, it seems like that next weekend, it turns.
If it turns, it'll be there. Yeah, well, that's good to know, because obviously, you know, James and I, we broadcast Dragon football games, and their next home game will be October 4th. So I guess I need to make sure I pack my coat and maybe bundle up that Saturday. That's what you're telling me.
So I looks like HankinsonND.com. You guys have the whole lineup and schedule of events on there, and things kind of start kicking off about 9 o'clock Saturday morning.
9 o'clock. That's when we start.
Very good. Well, I hope you folks have another fantastic celebration down there in Hankinson. And thanks for joining us this morning, Beth.
All right. We hope to see you there, and come on and enjoy some. Even if you're not from Germany or German descent, we think you'll enjoy all the great food, beverage, music, fun, games.
You bet. Everybody's welcome.
All the other stuff going on.
You bet. You've got a fantastic community. Very welcoming. Thanks, Beth. We appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.